Sound a Brain hears is recorded remotely. A microscopic radio, or particle transmitter and receiver. A radio device functions inside a cell, the first human-made cell organelle. Walking robots are produced in mass quantity and are available for the public to buy. This is the start of the robot revolution. How robots replace humans in most manual labor tasks, which greatly increases the quantity of food and humans. The first remote control microscopic flying device. The first wireless microscopic microphone. The micromic. Remote neuron writing using microscopic devices in neurons. Microscopic devices enter the human body by the lung, enter the blood circulation which connects directly to all cells, and position themselves as organelles inside each neuron. External devices communicate with the intracellular devices to read the voltage and to make the neuron cell fire. Sounds, images, smells, touches, emotions, and muscle contractions can now be remotely activated in a brain by sending light particles to intracellular devices. The first wireless microscopic camera, the microcam. The first remote-controlled microscopic flying camera, the wireless microscopic maser. The wireless nanometer-scale radio transmitter and receiver, the nanoradio. The first thought audio is recorded. Thought audio is recorded using remote neuron reading and played out loud publicly. The first recorded thought audio may sound like this.
1, 2, 3.
Humans start to communicate by thought image and thought sound only. The first artificial muscle bipedal robots. These robots are lighter and more electrically efficient than motor robots. The first images of thought are seen. Thought images are recorded remotely using remote neuron reading and shown publicly. The first thought image may be the image of a triangle. Bipedal robots start replacing humans in most low-skill jobs, for example as walking security cameras in fast food and fruit picking. The first wireless nanometer-scale camera, the NanoCam. The first use of remote writing to motor neurons to stop an act of violence. Humans walk around with robot servants. These robots clean and cook for their owners. An artificial muscle robot can fly by flapping wings. The first air highway for autopiloted flying cars is established. Bacteria are identified and destroyed by microscopic devices inside an animal body. There are 10 billion humans on Earth. Cancer cell growth is stopped by microscopic devices. A virus is identified and destroyed by microscopic devices. Humans stop unwanted weather, for example tornadoes and hurricanes, by changing air temperature using millions of distributed remote control nanometer-sized devices. Accelerated nano camera ships reach another planet and return close-up images. Most humans communicate only by images and sounds of thought. Helicopter cars form a second line of traffic above the streets. 100 ships with humans orbit Earth. Most vehicles are machine-controlled. Robots walk on the moon of Earth and build buildings. Humans conquer all bacteria and viruses. Nanoscale devices can identify and destroy all known bacteria and viruses anywhere inside or outside of the body. Robots land and walk on an asteroid. Robots walk and build buildings on Mars. Large-scale transmutation. Humans can convert most common atoms like silicon, aluminum, iron, and calcium into much more useful atoms like hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. This allows many humans to live independently of Earth, in ships, and on planets and moons without water because they can produce all the air, fuel, water, and food they need from the common atoms of planets and moons. The first major nation to be fully democratic. The first humans land on Mars. The first moon colony. Humans permanently live on the moon of Earth. Nucleic acids are changed by remote control nanoscale devices. Robots land and walk on planet Mercury. Robots land and walk on a moon of Jupiter. Humans orbit Venus. Humans live permanently on Mars. The first Mars colony. The first city of another planet. Humans land on Mercury. Robots and other machines have replaced humans in most manual labor tasks, driving, cleaning, and food planting, harvesting, preparing, and serving. Robots also do the most dangerous parts of police and firefighting. 1,000 human-filled ships orbit Earth. Humans live permanently on Mercury. Microscopic devices repair, regrow, and reshape damaged cells. Humans land and walk on an asteroid. The end of arrests for recreational drug possession in most major nations. Humans land on a moon of Jupiter. Most humans are not religious. All money is electronic. Humans live permanently in a ship that orbits the sun. Humans land on a moon of Saturn. The first ships that regularly transport humans from the Earth to the moon of Earth. The end of arrests for nudity in public. Humans land on Uranus and its moons. Humans switch to a single time system for all places in the universe. Humans reach Neptune and land on Triton, the first microscopic ships to reach another star, Alpha Centauri, and to return the first close-up images of the planets around another star. Living objects on planets of a different star are identified. Bacteria made of DNA on planets around Centauri. Humans send ships with robots to the stars of Alpha Centauri. Most humans in developed nations reject the theory of gods. The removal and conversion of the Venus atmosphere is started. This is the first major conversion of a gas atmosphere engineering work of humans. The end of death by aging. Using genetic editing, humans can reach any developmental stage and then hold that body shape indefinitely, dying only from physical destruction. Humans now live for thousands of years. This causes the human population to grow at an extremely fast rate. The end of arrests for all forms of trading money for consensual physical pleasure. Microscopic ships reach Barnard Star, the second closest star, 6 light-years away, and send back the first images of the planets around Barnard Star. The end of homicide by remote neuron writing. An asteroid is moved by propulsion, either by cables or by embedded engines. Microscopic ships reach Sirius, 8 light-years away, and send back the first images of the planets around Sirius. Humans create atoms from light particles, photon fusion, the reverse of separating atoms into light particles. The first images of large living objects on a planet of another star are seen. Robots land and walk on Venus. The first large ship to reach a different star, Alpha Centauri. Smaller robot ships then land on all the planets and moons of Centauri. Humans consume an asteroid. Humans live on Venus, the first Venus colony. Humans live on and under the surface of Venus in cooled buildings. Ships containing humans leave for the stars of Alpha Centauri and will arrive successfully perhaps 400 years later. This begins the colonization of other stars. Humans change the motion of a moon of Jupiter. Humans change the motion of a planet, planet Earth. A ship impacts the surface of Jupiter. The first image of the surface of Jupiter is captured. The solid and liquid body of Jupiter is confirmed to be 6 times the diameter of Earth. A ship from Centauri leaves for Earth carrying matter from Centauri. This is part of a long-term project of bringing back matter from around Centauri to be used around the star Earth orbits where consumable atoms are in great demand. Human anatomical changes start to become apparent as a result of living many generations in low gravity. Humans may start to look like ocean organisms, which do not walk but instead move by pushing water using their appendages. The start of the removal of the Jupiter atmosphere. Many humans may fear Jupiter exploding. Ships with robots reach the second closest star, Barnard Star. A ship from Centauri reaches Earth and returns the first objects from a different star. Robots around Centauri build ships to go to other stars and pull them closer. Humans reach a different star, Alpha Centauri. Humans now live around 2 star systems, and so the chance of extinction is greatly decreased. Humans completely control the motion of planet Mercury. The end of major religions. Most humans belong to no major religion. Ships with robots reach Sirius. The motion of Mars is controlled by orbiting ships. The atmosphere of Venus is completely removed. The motion of Jupiter is controlled. The atmosphere of Jupiter is completely removed. Humans have robot ships at 10 different stars. The rings of Saturn are consumed by humans living there. Humans land on Jupiter. The Venus atmosphere is like the atmosphere of Earth. The first ships to hold an orbit above or below the planetary plane. Ships can get closer to the Sun by occupying an orbit above or below the planetary plane. They either need to thrust against the Y component of the Sun's gravity or cross the planetary plane. Humans live on the surface of Jupiter. The motions of all the planets are under human control. Jupiter is the most populated planet, overtaking the Earth in number of humans living in, on, and in orbit of it. The atmosphere of Jupiter is now nitrogen and oxygen and heated to stay gaseous. More humans live in ships than live in and on the surface of all the planets, moons, and asteroids. Humans have robot ships at 50 different stars. The first image of advanced living objects that evolved around a different star. Humans inhabit 10 stars and have robot ships around 100 stars. The position of the Sun is under human control and is moved in the direction of Centauri. The stars of Centauri are moved towards the Sun. Humans touch advanced living objects that evolved around a different star. Humans form a cluster of 4 stars, the Sun and the 3 stars of Centauri, and start to look like an open cluster. Each star is within 1 light-year from each other. 1 trillion humans. Genetic engineering may produce humans that use photosynthesis, only needing water, oxygen, and light. Genetic engineering may remove the requirement of humans to urinate, defecate, and sleep. 1 quadrillion humans. 10 to the power 15. Our descendants probably will look very different from humans now, adapted for efficiency and to low-gravity space. More humans live around other stars than live around the sun. 1 quintillion humans, 10 to the power 18. Humans have robot ships around 1,000 stars, inhabit 100 stars, and form an open cluster of 10 stars. Humans have robot ships around 10,000 stars, inhabit 1,000 stars, and form a cluster of 100 stars. All asteroids are consumed. Humans reach the center of the Earth. Earth is completely filled with living objects and has a population of 10 quintillion, 10 to the power 19 humans. There is no more molten material inside the Earth. All the molten compressed matter was extracted, cooled, and consumed, mostly as building materials, fuel, and food. Earth is completely filled with tunnels, rooms, and living objects. Humans have robot ships at 100,000 stars, inhabit 10,000 stars, and form a cluster of 1,000 stars. Humans form a globular cluster of 10,000 stars. This cluster starts to leave the plane of the Milky Way galaxy. The human population is now around 50 sextillion, 50 times 10 to the power 21. The moon of Earth population reaches the maximum possible, 200 quadrillion, 200 times 10 to the power 15. Planet Mercury is completely filled with living objects. The population of humans on the planet Mars reaches a physical maximum of 1 quintillion, 1 to the power 18 humans. All the planets of the sun are consumed. All that remains are ships that orbit the sun. Most matter must now be taken from the sun and other stars. The sun is consumed. Sirius is consumed. 10 to the power 100 humans. All the stars in the Milky Way galaxy belong to a globular cluster. The Milky Way is now an elliptical galaxy. The star clusters in the outer areas are pulled closer to the center, making the galaxy more spherical. And the galaxy develops a massive propulsion system in order to go get more matter to consume. The Milky Way is now a spherical globular galaxy. The Milky Way globular galaxy integrates the matter of the two Magellanic Cloud galaxies. The Milky Way and Andromeda globular galaxies join. The Andromeda and Milky Way globular galaxies may merge into a single larger galaxy, which then resumes the search for a smaller galaxy to consume. Natural selection must also create a large-scale eat-or-be-eaten, predator-prey existence for galaxies similar to that on Earth.